And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Today, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
No fear, no fear, no fear, no fear here on Declare Your Independence. I'm Ernest Hancock here in Phoenix, Arizona, from the BEAUT full studios of Freedoms of the Nest, freedomsphoenix.com. Nah, not one of the better ones. I'm sorry, Judy. I'll do better next time. It's been a while. It's been a few weeks since we got to talk. I just know there's all kinds of good going to get us caught up in all the goodies that's going on. You know, Dr. Judy A. Mikovits is a scientist. And she's been working on the understanding of what retroviruses do, diseases that are prevalent, that are starting to rise up, you know, because of vaccines, because of pollution, because of, you know, different chemicals. And the biggest thing is you have big, giant injection of all kinds of one of my sons is having my 11th grandchild. And her side of the family is kind of, yeah, you're more with the system in America and, you know, and do some vaccinations. So we, you know, want to, you know, browbeat and get and everybody all angry or anything. We just look, I just want you to, you know, do one thing. If you'll watch trace amounts, then I'm good. You know, I think you'll be informed. I won't have to feel guilty we didn't tell you or whatever we thought you needed to know. You do that. Make your own decision, not necessarily against all vaccinations, just you need to be aware and how and the best and what the risks are and where and why and what to check and, you know, go look. They agreed to do that. I'm happy. They need more information. You know, talk to Dr. Judy. Read this book, Plague, you know, the book by Judy Mikovits and Kent Heckenlively. So we've had Judy on just about every Tuesday we can when our schedules coincide to get updated on this awareness of the dangers of vaccines and how Big Pharma is just creating diseased people to make more money on Big Pharma. So I'm not far off when I say that, am I, Judy?
Not at all.
No,
you're totally right on, Ernie.
Okay, we got to get a better microphone. It's really distorted, or pull back a little bit. Maybe I can pull you up on the sound here. What are you talking into, a computer?
No, the same phone I usually talk into.
Okay, let's go ahead and pull your mouth away from it a little bit.
Try that.
There you go. That'll work. It was overmodulating. Where are we at now? What's the latest news since it's been a few weeks since we talked? You know, tell us what's in the news and going on now. You want to make sure you share with us.
Well, a number of important things. First of all, more than 5,000 individuals signed a petition to the White House demanding a five-year moratorium on childhood vaccines.
But now, what do you mean a moratorium? A moratorium on the demand, the requirement, they exist? I mean, what are you saying?
Stop all vaccination for 5 years. Not one.
Boom.
Yes. Until a full investigation of all of the contents, all of the injury, and everything that's going on, the vaxxed, unvaxxed study. So there is now a bill submitted to the House of Representatives, number 3615, calling for the first ever federal independent vaxxed versus unvaccinated study. So this is where the Bill Posey introduced the bill, which directs the Secretary of the Health and Human Services to conduct and support a comprehensive study comparing the total health outcomes, including the risks of autism, cancer, and the other diseases, the chronic diseases that have been skyrocketing. And there are many we've shown, causing these diseases.
Now, wait a minute. The CDC did this, and then they lied about it. And they got whistleblowers coming out saying, yeah, we did this check and analysis. We lied to you. You know, I'm going to trust them again now? I mean, how are we going to trust them this time?
Well, you know, the CDC, shouldn't be doing this type of study because, of course, as we know, the fox is guarding the hen house in that situation. So you're right. It's been this way for now more than 25 years.
Well, who's going to do the evaluation? Who's going to do the study?
I think it should be independent scientists with no ties to anybody who has any conflicts of interest or makes any money.
James Lyons-Weiler and his research lab, if we're going to do private, there you go.
Sure. Yeah. Fund in the IPAC, the Institute of Pure and Applied Knowledge, to which Dr. Rossetti and I also belong, meaning we have no conflicts of interest, nobody pays us, we simply do the study. It's completely independent of Big Pharma, the FDA, the CDC, all who, essentially for more than 25 years have covered up the dangers of childhood vaccinations.
You know, the evidence is getting pretty heavy that they've been, bad guys, the government. And I'm just, how is that manifesting? You're saying somebody's got legislation out there they need help passing? I mean, what are they saying? Is there executive orders or something coming out of Trump's administration? Are they changing people, the guards getting ready to make this kind of thing? How would you do a 5-year moratorium on back? And how would you even mandate that? I can see you could remove the mandates or the incentives to hospitals or the doctors getting paid extra for. I can see that, but I don't see how you could make vaccines illegal. I mean, that's another freedom taken away thing. I mean, what is it you're advocating?
It's not a matter of it's a moratorium means a delay. It means stop everything until we do the study. So an act. So there was and this petition to the White House also asked to repeal the 1986 National Childhood Vaccine Injury
Act. There you go.
And perform the large-scale studies on both vaccinated and unvaccinated children in order to learn the effects of these things.
Why don't they do that? I mean, they have, bodies of people like homeschoolers or Amish or other culturally, I don't get stuck by the man needle people. And anytime they look, they're finding out, they're healthier, and they don't get this stuff. So you know this. Well, don't you think there's going to be resistance to making a policy to find out?
Absolutely, there's resistance to making the policy because when we find out, when we do the appropriate science, when we look at what 30 years since 1986, this law removing all liability to anybody, to the doctors, to the pharma, to the manufacturers, to anybody, the FDA, the CDC, they all liability for all the injury and all the damage is completely removed. So, as I know, think we've talked about before, that would be like saying the tobacco industry isn't liable for the damage done by cigarettes and smoking. So they would have a complete freedom to in fact do what has been done. And there's been no oversight, there's been no testing, there's been no safety testing, nothing. I mean, literally less than things that go out, snake oil that goes out and is sold. And there's no oversight. There's no efficacy. There's no safety. None of these studies have ever been done. And in fact, the studies that are coming out by Dr. Gotti, where she did an electron micrograph study in Italy, and it showed, you can see red blood cells in these.
When we come back, we're gonna talk in the break. I get caught up with Judy on some stuff that It's coming out and what we'll present to you in the next segment. But I can see a shift, and there's a need. I have a 11th grandchild coming. What do I need to share with them? What should they see? What's the new information that comes out? What other documentary? What? We'll find out. Yeah, what? You know, so yeah. I need. Is there some other revelation? I mean, when you had the information that the the CDC did and the science is settled and that's that, and you find out that science was corrupted and they whistleblow, what's happened with that? He ever testified? He ever come out? Is there, they still got the head of the CDC going, wouldn't be prudent at this juncture? He's not allowed to talk. I mean, what the hell's going on with that?
Correct. Nothing's gone on with that. So now for 3 full years running since August, essentially right August of 2014, when Brian Hooker's study was published, nothing's gone on with that. And now the Gotti study published 6 months ago says essentially the same thing. These things are loaded with contaminants. They're loaded with all kinds of heavy metals and toxins and aggregates, looking at the pictures. So Dr. Gotti presented this at the IPAC conference, and looking at the electron micrographs, looking at what is in that needle would make you absolutely sick. When you think we're injecting these into children and no one's ever looked. And see, the journals which are essentially propaganda, scientific journals are no longer real science.
When was the last time they were?
Well, unfortunately, I learned that in 2011, that's the, supposedly the best journal in the world, one of the best, the journal Science, when they forced, they engineered the false arrest along with the NIH of me, held me in jail because I refused to deny the data or cover it up or hide it, accused me of stealing it, which of course is hogwash, and then retract the paper while I'm in jail and saying, oh, we don't have any confidence in that scientist anymore. And there last week, I sent you an article where the Science Journal editor is on Monsanto's payroll.
Yeah.
At $400 an hour.
Yeah, no, this is standard operating procedure in all my experience in interfacing with government. At every right. level, it's just how we can milk it, lie, obfuscate, budget, buy, do, waste. What did you think was going to happen? You know why? Because they can. I mean, it's right. so bad. But with the Trump administration and all the distraction, all the effort to thwart any effort there, I'm wondering how his appointments are faring at the FDA, NIH, the CDC, and can you give us an update on the Trump administration have any impact? Are they gone quiet or what?
Well, yes, this they do have impact now if Senator Posey has submitted this bill, H.R. 3615, calling for that study. And because of this official petition to the White House, because it has more than almost 7,000 signatures, he has to act. That's a citizen's action, and he has to act. So now the
CDC... He has to respond?
He has to honor this petition, yes. Yes, the CDC and the FDA must respond. And they have some length of time to do that. So if you post this petition on, on this link to this show, then others can go in and sign it.
No, we've had it up. Donna's not in here now, but we've had it up as a story, as its own individual. Yeah. I'm sure she's put it up in the archive. If she didn't, we're going to. So we'll talk about that. The mechanism and his legislation. We'll pump that when we come back. Here we go.
To be a part of the show, call 602-264-2800, 602-264-2800, and now, Ernest Hancock.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear.
Well, I tell you what, it's clear to some people more than others. This is bad. Yeah, there's this comes to the children, grandchildren, children. If I got more coming, children, and I tell you, you go messing with the children, people start finding out why somebody is going to have to stay after school. Well, Trump comes in, and one of the benefits of that was an awareness of there is something going on with vaccines and vaccinations, to the point that Republican President Trump, you know, appointed to some committee to check in and do this, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And he's been on this mission, you know, to make sure people understood the risk behind the vaccines and how a lot of this causes damage and why and where and what for. This information is coming out. Now I want to know, there's legislation that, you know, is it a congressman or a senator? Give out the name, give the boy props for putting this out. Who is it?
Well, the bill that was just released, Bill 8, House of Representatives. So it's a Congressman Bill Posey.
What state?
Of Florida.
Okay.
Posey, P-O-S-E-Y. He just introduced, it's called H.R. 3615, and it's a bill which directs the Secretary of Health and Human Services to conduct or support a comprehensive study comparing total health outcomes, you know, including the risk of autism and cancer and other diseases in the vaccinated population.
Yeah, but if they're, you know, mentally deficient, ADD, you know, autistic and got cancer, at least they didn't get, you know, whooping cough.
Well, right.
Well, I mean, you know, we're going to depend what the goal is here. You know, they didn't get this disease. Well, oftentimes it causes the disease.
Exactly. I was going to say the whooping cough vaccine is causing the whooping cough. And you know, the same things with the shingles vaccine causing the shingles, as we've discussed many times. So, you know, we're starting to make, you know, progress. This is, you know, we all know that, you know, this can be just another show. You know, we all know it, you know, it has to be conducted by independent researchers. We know how easy it is to manipulate the results of these studies, because that's what the Thompson group
did. Are not going to stop manipulating. I'm wondering how this bill does it empower what agency is going to oversee, or the one person responsible, or it's congressional oversight is something, which that wouldn't make me feel any better. But I just see a cultural thing of I know everybody says no, and there'll be a parade that all the politicians are going to run and jump in front of, as it seems that this gentleman is. Tell me about him. Why is he doing this?
Well, I don't actually know why he's doing this, but in Florida, I mean, you know, this is where, you know, Dr. Bradstreet and a number of the doctors were, you know, who were killed, who were suicided for healing and treating these children and showing, in fact, when you start to treat people with therapeutics that address the causes, which is what we've been saying. So, you know, we talked a few weeks ago about this whole Suhrmann study, this very old drug. Well, it, you know, in 1979, we found it a very potent drug for HIV/AIDS, and importantly, it acts best against mouse retroviruses. Well, what did we find in 2009 through 11? Of course, the mouse retroviruses are contaminating all the cell lines and actually being injected into the infants in the vaccine. So,
So the people understand the mouse-o-matic. They're taking, yep. You know, this is the one thing we remind the audience, if they haven't heard this before, it needs to be, what do you call it, adjuvant, you know? No, what is it that they, you know, to cause they put in to make the virus weaker? What do they call that? They call it...
attenuation.
Attenuation, that's the word. Attenuation, you know, they go, it's attenuated virus. What the hell does that mean? Well, it's weakened, or it's killed, or it's weakened. How do you weaken a virus? I mean, in my mind, I'm going, you go over and you beat it over the head with a baseball bat or something, and now it's weakened. I mean, how do you do that? Well, they'll take these viruses and they put them in mice, and there's some kind of reaction from them, and they use that and little pieces of mouse brains or something go in your vaccines. And I'm going, wow. And they take the viruses from these animals, and but it includes a bunch of biomaterial from the animals, and it goes into your brain with these retroviruses that change your DNA. Blah, 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 blah. I mean, man, they're playing some weird rolling dice stuff with an entire generation, and it seems like it's on purpose.
Yeah, it has to seem like it's on purpose, because now it's since 1986, 30 years, we've been covering it up. And in the mid-90s, the Institute of Medicine, you know, John Coffin and you know, the head of the and our head of our National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease, who has been there for more than 30 years, Tony Fauci, Harold Varmus, the head of the National Cancer Institute, you know, they all got together in the mid-90s in the Institute of Medicine and basically said, this is what could happen. We all acknowledge that these mouse tissues, that these animal cell lines, that the everything we manufacture vaccines in could contain dormant or sleeping viruses of that animal that get activated when they're injected into, inoculated into another species, which is humans. So this is exactly what happens, and or cows. So we're getting now cow viruses in milk. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny just put out an article showing all of the cow, literally cow, I'll say manure, garbage in these vaccines. So now we're looking at these things and saying, oh, no wonder our children have all of these allergies, you know, to food. Look at what's going in these things. Look, it's coming in every
part of our— There is so much money being made by Big Pharma on the general health or lack thereof of the population, certainly those coming up in America, that, and then of course with the flu shot, everybody's got to get a shot, government mandate, got to have a shot. And I am so aware of how aware more people are becoming to the point that it become a presidential campaign issue. I remember the Federal Reserve, of the federal what? You know, that Federal Express, Federal Reserve, federal, you know, what the hell are you talking about? All of a sudden in 08, Dr. Paul's campaign, it becomes a well-known, understood population kind of get it issue. And now I'm seeing, you know, the Trump administration, that him not running away from this issue and it being part of understanding the general populace. Some things are going to get changed. Here's a congressman introducing a bill. That's, you know, let's do a study and let's evaluate and find out, because he knows what we all know is if they do this and they stop vaccinating for a few years, it's going to be overwhelming, the reduction in illnesses and autism and problems. And Big Pharma is not going to allow that if they can help it. Now, this one gentleman, you're saying there's a lot of naturopathic doctors that were suicided and killed and so on out of Florida. Were they in this congressman's jurisdiction or his constituency?
Yes.
So that's what, how he got the attention. All of a sudden, they're dropping like flies in his district, and he's going, what the hell? All right. All right. Sooner or later, it comes out. More. Dr. Judy Mikovits, when we come right back with more information about the future, the next generation, and their health.
Radio is the most personal of...
Yeah, this is... I'm wondering, is there other manifestations of this... pressure on Big Pharma. I mean, you got legislation, I'm sure they come out against, and you're not allowed. And a lot of times there's nothing for them to say. Just bring more attention to it. So the real lobbying is done with cash behind, you know, closed doors.
Right. Well, you know, this morning or yesterday or last week, actually it was yesterday, Facebook blocked. So Natural News, which is a news source that most of us read, so talking about your children, Mike Adams does Natural News, and he posted the vaccine. And here, and then last week, the petition to the White House, he posted that to his 2.2 million fans on Facebook, and Facebook blocked it. You see, one of the things,
you know,
I guess
yesterday I got from Gina, she says, hey, Natural News is down. She couldn't get on the website yesterday.
So yesterday, that's what they did. So they said, so you and I talk about censorship.
Wait. They shut down his website?
they shut down Natural News.
Not just the Facebook, the entire site.
Yes. It says Facebook blocked nearly 100% of the articles from Natural News. It all began when Natural News story linked it to the White House petition demanding a moratorium on childhood immunizations.
Oh, so we want Mark Zuckerberg to be president.
Exactly. So immediately after the story was posted, so all the 2.2 million followers could go to this petition and say, wait a minute, I didn't know that. You know, all that, you know, your next grandchild, the parents could simply go there and say, whoa, and look at this petition, look at Natural News, that it takes 5, 10 minutes to read it. And then all of a sudden, if you get a moratorium and you start seeing everyone get well and the children get healthier, then everybody knows. So when the government's been telling us for, you know, decades, oh, we're all at risk of this and we're all at risk of that. There hasn't been a case of polio. There hasn't been a case of diphtheria in this country in 30 years. There is no risk. The only risk is from these shots. And see, this is what people really don't understand. Oh, fear, fear, fear. Well, the minute we have this a moratorium come in, and the government's going to look like the emperor with no clothes. Wait a minute. Nobody's sick. Wait a minute. In fact, people are healthier. In fact, no more allergies. In fact, no more EpiPens. In fact, no more, no more, no more. And that's what we're going to see.
You know,
cancer rates.
Someone was here traveling, and they had an EpiPen. You know, they just had it in their bags or whatever. And I go, really? You got one? They go, yeah, it was only $20 or something. And I'm going, they were charged like $600 for that, you know, before, because they could, you know. And the generics comes out and kind of, nope, now for, it's a allergic reaction. It's like, you know, make it to the hospital and don't die kind of stuff. And I'm like, cool. You know, you got, you know, it's cheaper now. Why? Because people just understood what was going on. And I'm looking at this Facebook-centered article. When we come back, I'll mention this real quick, and you talk more about it. And I did not know this, but yesterday there must have been a DDoS attack on them or something, because staff was telling me, they go, what happened to Natural News? I go, I don't know. You know?
Right.
So I guess they're back up, but talking about immunizations and big pharma and stuff, they don't like it none too much. All right, we're coming back. Here we go.
While our satellite channel is free to listen to, it's not free for us. You can help us cover our satellite costs with the chip-in on the right side of the page at lrn.fm.
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
That's the opening invocation of, Big Pharma's meeting about what's going on. Oh, the bad guys, they've been having themselves a, you know, seance or something. Ed, bad, evil, swamp creature kind of stuff, man. This is getting bad. Here we have the story. Yesterday, Gina said, hey, what's wrong with Natural News? They're not up. The site was something being DDoS. They wanted to explain it to them. Well, Facebook blocks all Natural News article posts to 2.2 million fans after site posts White House petition citing immunization dangers. And what does it say here? In the latest outrageous example of total censorship against the independent media, Facebook has blocked nearly 100% of the sharing of articles from Natural News. It all began when a Natural News story linked to this White House petition demanding a moratorium on childhood immunizations for 5 years, while toxicology experts studied the skyrocketing statistics of autism, adverse events, and deaths following vaccinations. Immediately after the story was posted on Natural News Facebook account, which has over 2.2 million followers, Facebook manually deleted the post and banned nearly all sharing of all posts from Natural News. The White House petition asked for the repeal of the 86 National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act, the act of Congress that granted vaccine companies absolute legal immunity from all the damage and deaths caused by vaccines across America. This law would be equivalent to granting Big Tobacco total immunity from tobacco lawsuits or granting Monsanto legal immunity from glyphosate cancer lawsuits. So this is Facebook and Google are trying to silence the vaccine truth movement by destroying Natural News. I mean, you know, of course, I'm sure he was prepared, you know, that this was going to happen and they make a big woohoo out of it. But I'll tell you, this is, you know, duh. So, you know, how did they handle it? You think the backlash is there?
Well, I think the backlash is coming, but effectively by censoring people trying to share this petition, you know, the way petitions work, you have to get, I think, 100,000 signatures within some period of time, or the petition's no longer active, and it's not effective. So in order for a We the People petition to be acted upon by the government, it has to get the 100,000 signatures.
Okay, so now wait. Tell us about this petition process. Is this a Obama administration thing they enacted for transparency or whatever? Where'd this come from?
It's everything. I mean, it's in the country. It's we the people. As a population, if so much of the population submits a petition to the government.
No, I mean, where did this mechanism come? This is why I ask. You know, this is what happened. It was Bob Schultz. They did We the People, United Continental Congress, whatever it's all about. They went for years of pressing, this is 09, 10, around in there, that they were pressing for a petition, government for a redress of grievances. And the First Amendment, they're saying, you have to respond. It was the IRS, you know, tax thing. And they go, you have to respond to this petition. We got all these petitions. We went through all this stuff. You have to. Allow this, response. And the government's reaction goes to suit and all. They said, yep, you are allowed. You have the First Amendment right to petition your government for redress of grievance, but we have no obligation to respond. So I'm going, this may have been executive order or legislation or something in response to that. If you get enough petition signatures, they are required to respond. This was kind of their response to that kind of. So, all right, fine. Here we'll do this petition thing. You go get enough signatures and amount of time, and kind of, all right, we'll write you a memo or something. So this is how bad it's gotten, to where you have a redress of grievance, and the actual judges come back and say, "Yep, you have every right to bitch all you want, but we have no obligation to respond."
Correct. But I think in this case, so this one comes from the White House. It's petitions.whitehouse.gov. And, that's how Kent Heckenlively actually created this petition. I think if they get 100,000 signatures, they have to respond.
Yeah, I'm very interested to see what this response is going to be. How's the numbers coming? Is it going well?
Well, I just went to the White House and it said, I just went to the petition site when you and I started talking about what it meant for the Natural News article or censorship yesterday. So basically it says this petition is no longer active. It failed to meet the signature requirements. So essentially Google and Facebook stopped this petition by blocking Natural News from sending it to the 2.2 million followers who would have probably said, oh my God, I didn't know any of this, and signed it.
There's going to be another one coming, and people were going to get ready, and this is how, and they're going to next time. Barbara Streisand effect. Pay no attention. I don't want anybody to know where I live on this internet. If they took a picture of my beach house, don't look. Well, then they look. It happened with Vaxxed. It happened when they tried to pulled it from the Tribeca Film Festival. It happens when they going after Trump. It happens. And it's a delaying action, but I don't think those are going to be able to hold this off forever. What do you think the next step is?
Well, I guess we have to keep demanding the moratorium. You know, the government itself said that vaccines were unavoidably unsafe. So if they're unavoidably unsafe, until they prove they're safe and effective, then we should stop doing injecting anyone ever again. If 5 years, 5 years is a long time. We can get our family's health back. We can save your grandchildren. The minute your grandchildren get to 3 or 4 years old before they've been injected with all these toxins, they have a far better chance to surviving. The rest of the toxins. And we've talked about it. So that article on Natural News goes on to describe what the law is with regard to filing the petition. So, you know, Kantek and Lively is you know, a lawyer by trade training. And so he submitted this. So he filed it with the appropriate legal language and the appropriate important message to the government. So the official petition had 6,600 signatures. And of course, you can read what it asks you to do to you know, stop, to put the moratorium until and ban direct pharmaceutical advertising to consumers. Because some of the biggest problem in this whole vaccine story is the bullying, is watching these commercials on TV, as we've discussed many times. We have to stop the direct to consumer advertising by big pharma, because all of these pharmaceuticals are extremely, you know, dangerous. All drugs have risks, and the consumers can't possibly, you know, go, you know, you can watch every single TV commercial that says, oh, go to your doctor and ask him for this drug. You have no idea. And the doctor has no idea about this drug.
You know, this is the one thing that I found interesting, is that only the United States, and I think one or two other countries, even allow marketing on television, advertising for all these drugs. And correct. I don't think that that's the answer, is banning that. You know, let them say whatever they want. But, you know, one, they don't get the lie. And two, you don't get the mandate that you take whatever the hell it is that they're doing. And, you know, and they're not held liable. I mean, you know, I don't get to say, hey, take this. Oh, by the way, the government says you have to take it. Oh, and when you know, have damage, you know, there's no repercussions for whatever poison I'm putting in you. And I'm going, this is a bad combination. And it is inevitable what's going to happen. It's already happening. And the people are pushing back with, you know, great champions like Dr. Judy Mikovits. And she's keeping us up to speed on this, and I'm glad that she's there. Are we making progress? Are we going to be doing better?
Yes, we're making progress.
Progress.
We're making progress.
All right, we'll talk about some of the, you know, silver linings on this cloud when we come back.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every day. FreedomsPhoenix.com constantly providing the information, the real news about government policies, and the real relationship we all have with the coercive government. The real condition of the economy, innovations in technology, breakthroughs in energy, health, and computer science. Learn the truth well before it's admitted to in the lamestream media. The corporate media, nothing more than distributors of government propaganda. But now there's an alternative. FreedomsPhoenix.com. Constant news updates on the issues that affect your life in the most important ways. With liberty and property under constant attack, FreedomsPhoenix.com provides the understanding behind the propaganda, and it encourages the participation of its readers. Go to FreedomsPhoenix.com. That's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. FreedomsPhoenix.com. The revolution between the ears has already happened.
Doctor, when we come back, what is the next action? I mean, what should people be doing now that this petition is gone? Just forwarding that article is one thing, you know. But I'm wondering, there's another stage. There's going to be campaigns in 18. Going to start gearing up. Labor Day is coming. And that's when the campaign season really started. Our first hour, we had Glenn Jacobs. He's running for mayor of a county in Knox County, Tennessee. And I'm going to be spending some time and focus on that as time goes on. So I'm wanting to make sure that we know where our focus should be.
Right. Well, our focus should certainly be at the state and the community level to make our legislators aware. You see, they've done a really good job, the government has, since 1986 in covering up all this injury. So basically the last, you know, 3 years since Brian Hooker, you know, revealed the fraud at CDC, then a year later, the movie Vaxxed, or 2 years later, our book came out the same time, The Plague of Corruption, surrounding what was in these vaccines and, you know, causing all kinds of diseases.
You know, I mean, there's more information, there's more material there, and I'm just, right. You know, I'm always, you know, which new documentary, which new revelation, which new, what's happening with JFK Jr., you know, RFK Jr., I mean. Right. So Let's talk about it. We're coming back. Here we go.
Roads? It's the Ernest Hancock Show. Where we're going, there aren't any roads.
To fix it, we're talking about the children. The entire generation next is having to put up with. I am been so amazed in the time that we've spent with Dr. Judy since it's been a year. It's been a year. You know, that we first had our first conversations last August, I believe, and we've been following this. And man, if you haven't pegged it, man, it's the battle that'd be going on. And I'm wanting to know what the thing that we can do now as we go into 18 campaign election cycle, which starts about Labor Day. I mean, you're going to have all these congressional races kind of formulating. You got people, you know, going, pick me, pick me, pick me. And one of the pick me issues better be freaking, man, what's your view on the vaccine thing? And they're not going in these forums and informed people that are going with actual real damages and what the government has done and the controversy and the conspiracies and all that is documented. Then what? These campaigns need to be faced with this. So now I'm looking. Oh, we got a picture up here with you. Oh, that looks like the gentleman.
That's Frank Rossetti.
This is going to be a campaign issue, I hope. How are you going to make sure that that is the case?
Well, we're doing it at every level, at the community level here in San Diego County and in California, because we have the biggest fight, obviously, with SB 277 now mandating whatever the Centers for Disease Control, whatever the CDC says is the schedule. If you don't get it, if you're a five-year-old or a seventh grader getting ready to go into seventh grade, you know, I have my email and my phone is flooded with messages saying, help my child, they're a five-year-old and they're about to be denied to go to kindergarten unless they get these shots.
Good.
You know, six shots on a single day. And well, the kids are going to suffer, you know, to the level that can't even be described.
In fact, they do not have to suffer from vaccines. They don't have to suffer from public schooling. There's a silver lining to everything.
Unfortunately, the problem is that the families have to, the parents have to work in most cases.
Yeah, so, see, and that's why, because of the taxes. You got to have a second income just to pay the taxes.
Correct. So we're targeting those who can't afford to escape the mandates. And that's the way it always ends. It's the war against the weak, as Edwin Black's book title, you know, when it goes all the way back. You know, it's the war against the weak. It's how do we kill the masses and make sure, you know, it really is a Holocaust. It really is a Holocaust. And now we're using it with what we're shooting is toxins in a needle. And we're killing the aged, we're killing the very young, and we're killing the poor, because the poor can't afford not to work. So they have to send their kids to school. They're already under so much stress. And they just say, oh, what could happen? And the next day their child's life is destroyed or forever changed such that
we were so concerned. We got, you know, we've done well with our grandchildren, have not been exposed to this stuff. And I feel so much better that we're going to get the children that they were meant to be. You know, and we have one more coming, and we may even have another one or two in the future. I have a bunch of grandkids, and this one is, you know, and they were going to go the vaccination route, and we're like, look, man, just get informed. And so hopefully with our first grandchild, it became a big issue with my daughter-in-law. Her mother was a baby delivery nurse. And of course, you know, it became an issue until they did a little bit of research and they go, okay, maybe not so much. You know, we're not as confident as we used to be. And there's the information that's been made available now by you and other supporters and people working on this issue, such as yourself. It's now there's knowledge out there. And when we did our vaccine education summit, that was one of the things that disturbed me the most, or the research of some of the young people there, that they did their due diligence, but the information was just taken away, just like what they're doing with natural news now. So it's not there. And when you got Google search engines and Facebook, you know, censoring this stuff, and YouTube doing the same kind of, they even got new policies on YouTube now that even if it doesn't violate their policies, if they don't like it, they put you in a, you don't get to make money, nobody sees, and it's over here and you can't find it thing. And I'm going, this is a campaign against the people of just raw knowledge to be able to be an informed electorate. So I'm wondering now, help me, what is the thing that you would like people to be aware of or actually do now?
Well, I'd like people to go bring that petition back. I'd like everybody to go to that petition, to the website. I'm sure Mr. Heck and Lively Kent will, or somebody will file another one, since they said that one was dead, that says exactly the same thing. Follow the rules, get it up there, and have everybody become aware. You know, what's the harm of delaying 5 years? What's the harm?
Well, you know, of course, they're going to, you know, death, dying, and destruction for everybody and everything, you know, if you did that. And, of course, the result would be a healthier populace, and they sure as hell don't want to show that.
Correct. And that's the point. So once we start asking these questions, you know, the thing that I rely upon is, and I've seen it happen, when people, you know, when people realize, like, for instance, the nurses, you know, the nurses are among the hardest to convince, the most difficult to convince. But, you know, when the nurses come to you and say, I've seen it happen, I can't believe what they're doing in the NICU, in the intensive care, neonatal intensive care unit. I can't believe that they're injecting, you know, these children, you know, with hepatitis B vaccines. And, you know, when we go to these conferences like the one we at UL there in Phoenix, and we show the pictures of what happened to these kids, when we show them all tied up in needles, the nurses and the doctors are very champions. And when they see it, but they tell me, they say, Judy, you know, if I won't do it, somebody else will. Cause I'll say, well, why don't you quit your job? And it's like, because there are so many people who will simply take the money, doctors, nurses, who will simply take the money and somebody else will come. At least I can make sure they don't get inoculated. The sickest don't. At least I can protect the parents who want to learn. So the parents who want to understand and want to listen, there are doctors out there. So it starts small. And, you know, physiciansforinformedconsent.org. Spell it all out, physiciansforinformedconsent.org. And you'll find the physicians who are willing to look further and dig deeper and say, wait a minute, that's what's in that needle.
The incentives for the hospital, I'll give you a story. Dr. Frank Tamburi, you may have come across on the show. We do the Trump Report, and he's 47 and just had his first child. They're going to do a home birth, complications, need a cesarean. They go to the hospital. He kept them from the vaccinations and so on, and he put on the forms they want, you know, fill out, and he didn't plan on being in the hospital, so he circled, do you want your child to have a Social Security number? And he's like, nah, we'll worry about that later. No. And he put a big circle around the no, I do not know. Well, then all of a sudden he thinks he's going to get a response. And, of course, he gets a letter from the Social Security office, and it was the Social Security card for his baby. And he goes, well, wait, what the hell, man? I said, no, I don't. And you go, how are you going to get undone from that? So what's the financial incentives for the hospital? They get bonuses. Oh, they get money. They get, of course, they're going to, you know, fill out and check and give me my money.
Absolutely. At least, you know, $200-$400 a shot. And $20,000 bonuses if you get everybody that comes in there. And this is the thing. I participated in a radio summit called the Immune Defense Summit, which, as you know, was on from July 24th to 31st, and we can certainly hear it in the archives and hear it again. And at one point in what I discussed, I said the nurses went two by two, and the hospital policy was forced, whether they signed the document refusing the hepatitis B vaccine at birth or not, every child in that hospital was vaccinated. So you think it's bad on a Social Security card? Think about they injected children without their parents' knowledge, and then years later they find out why their child.
Yeah, this builds up. I don't know what else to call it. Just a revolt, an uprising, a revolution, a lovolution, a resistance, a civil war. It's they, them, those won't leave us and our future and our children alone. Well, right. We're in this battle and we want to help. So, you know, we're going to keep Judy on and keeping us up to speed on this. You know, what webpage do you suggest people go to?
Your credit score.
Go ahead.
For the petition or for
just to get general knowledge. This is it. I tell you, the one thing that stuck in my mind of all the information that's emblazoned in my memory is that young woman that was crying at the summit, that she did her diligence. She went through, she researched, she did the due diligence on how am I going to take, okay, well, I guess there's enough information and it's all stacked towards and censored of everything. And she did it, and autism. And it just, she goes, I did, somebody lied to me. Yes, they did. And this builds up, and I'm just, I don't want these people, I'm so glad that we do this, so when they put up, you know, in search engines about this issue, that there's information out there, but they keep pushing it down. They keep, you know, the trolls, they keep obfuscating. You know, Facebook, they'll come in and they're hired. It's a campaign for your mind. And it's just, this builds up. I've been through this long enough that I see where these kinds of issues, be it, you know, the drug war or the Second Amendment issues or, you know, healthcare or, you know, certainly now vaccines, the people, they eventually get to have their freaking say one way or another, even if it gets violent. So I'm wondering what the next effort on the horizon is. You think it's coming?
I mean, to look at the National Vaccine Information Center, NVIC.org, the truth about vaccines. So the truth about vaccines is a documentary series made by Ty Bollinger, who made The Truth About Cancer. That's coming out starting August 17th, ttav.org, the National Vaccine Information Center, nvic.org. There is lots of places for finding information, lots and lots and lots. I could keep saying .org all day. And A Voice for Choice here in California, avoicefortchoice.org. Do you have the freedom for choosing and informed consent? physiciansforinformedconsent.org. So when you start realizing that these things are in fact toxic, and the information that has been out there for now, you know, 25 plus years, showing the danger and showing the cover up. You know, you talked about trace amounts. We talk about The Greater Good, the movie. We talk about Vax, the movie. Vax, the movie, is now available on Amazon Prime. So Prime members can get it and watch it for free on Prime Video. So here's it. You know, we can have neighborhood community parties where we just start explaining these things. As I go to probably two or three times a month, I'll just show up in a living room with people, watch the movie. Dale Bigtree does it. The show he does called High Wire, the radio show he does every week. So more and more and more people are starting to understand at the community grassroots level.
You know, it's time for us to get Dale Bigtree back on his experiences over the last year. You know, that would be interesting. You know, we'll get him back on, because this is, I knew that this is a tsunami. That, you know, I just wait for the, you know, get close to the beach and, you know, just jump on the surfboard and ride that baby in, you know, because I'm all about not trying to fight the waves or do the little waves. I just say, just wait. There'll come a time. It'll be neon flashing obvious. It's crest and we're going to hang 10. Well, I'm feeling that's a coming. And a lot of it's going to be as an issue in the 2018 election cycle on many levels. This is not going away. And there's enough information out there that, you know, people are going to go, and it's going to be very clear who the candidates are. They're going to be, you know, big pharma over here and, you know, big freedom over here. And that is where the money is going to come in. You're going to see record-breaking congressional race money, and it's going to be the establishment of we rule you and make a bunch of money off the peasants versus, you know, not. And then, of course, there's going to be all these, you know, liars and who's going to get and whatever, and I'll say this to get elected and give me money. But, you know, in the end, we become a more educated populace. I just don't – that's why we had John Brakey on the second hour. But, you know, think about today's show. First hour, a freedom-oriented celebrity that's, you know, he's a WWE Kane that's got a lot of – he's been very active in the Ron Paul Levolution. He's in his community in Tennessee. He's running to really, you know, freedom's the answer, what's the question kind of thing. He's going to have a serious campaign. I got John Brakey that does election fraud that we've been working on for over a decade. And it's he's making a lot of progress in what exactly – they were at DEF CON to where the hackers there showed how corrupted the voting machines were. We're going, look, man, we'll hack. Bring one on. I'll hack it for you. Let me show you how it's done. Well, this is becoming common knowledge. We're going to kind of focus on that. The issue of vaccinations and the role Congress plays in that. That's going to start to become – these things build. And I can see it is they, them, those versus, you know, like the individual. This is going to be a confrontation, and it gets more and more pronounced as time goes along and the ability to communicate. And it gets down sometimes it's just a movie, and it's always a book. It's an article. It's a, you know, Rosa Parks, somebody didn't, you know, go to the back of the bus. And it's going to be parents that take this, you know, all the way, and, you know, anything they can do, the longer delay that they have, you know, the safer their children are. Even if they go and grab them at six and strap them down and inject them, at least they're better off than doing it when they're a baby. This is, this is not a battle in the long run. Bad guys win. Ever. But Big Pharma, every single person they can inject with this, just more money in their pocket.
Well, and then you can't see who's vaccinated and unvaccinated. So the push is on to vaccinate everybody and mandate everything, because then you can never do the study. Because then they can say, oh, those are just your endogenous. Those are just the retroviruses you were born with. Those were just the pizzas and parts of DNA for animals that have been in people for millions of years. And it's simply not true. But they're rewriting the science. They're rewriting the textbook. And it's fraud. You know, when a Nobel Prize winner and members of the National Academy, and I'll name names, can publish studies that are pure fraud. I mean, literally. And when Science, the journal, knowingly publishes pure fraud, when the Thompson fraud, now 3 years since its exposure of that fraud, is left standing, when the Lipkin study saying the retroviruses weren't in the people with autism, weren't in the people with myalgic encephalitis, when that's exposed, you know, now almost 3 years running in our book that it was pure fraud. When we have the emails that show the blood supply was contaminated and the government knew it, and they continued to make people sick with transfusions. I mean, this, you know, this was the big deal in HIV/AIDS. You know, that spread through the world and killed almost an entire continent over in Africa, you know, because of the spread of contaminated blood and contaminated vaccines containing retroviruses. And we all know it now, and so much more, the heavy metals, you know, when they all link together. But when will it end? You know, how many millions have to die?
More.
I know.
It's always more, and until it's, you know, it's addressed by just, you know, mom, dad, grandpa, and that's what's happening. And it doesn't surprise me the steps that have been taken over the last year that we've chronicled what's been going on. And when we first started, it was before the election. And there was hope and you know, for hope and change with the Trump administration coming in. They did make a lot of different changes. There are, you know, people are fighting. You know, yesterday I took the time, I was out running around, and all the controversy about Trump speaking to the Boy Scouts, you know, that he did whatever, they didn't like what he did. So I went and listened to it. And I'm going, the whole thing, 40-something minutes, and I'm going, of course they were pissed off. You know, he's like, you know, Merca and, you know, Boy Scouts this and Boy Scouts that and, you know, politics and philosophy. And you got these 40,000 kids and parents, you know, clapping and supporting them from Trump. And they didn't like that none too much. Oh, hell no. But, you know, it's red meat for the conservative kind of, you know, Christian Ornia, God and Country, Boy Scout kind of, you get to say Merry Christmas thing. That was red meat. You know, so I can see that, you know, the people in different segments of the community are supportive of what Donald Trump represents, at least just that there's a battle. You know, it's just not rolling over and just more of the same. At least there's a battle. Well, I'm wondering, Trump administration, are you feeling better about what's happening or not?
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that. I know we're all here in the trenches, you know, from RFK Jr. and the World Mercury Project.
Well, where's that going? The appointment, this the big giant news that he laid hands and did the sword knighted of RFK Jr. somehow. Is he actually doing something? Is there some attention he's getting? What's going on with his effort?
Well, I know the World Mercury Project is making a lot of progress in just informing people. So they put out articles every week. I wrote an article for them recently. In fact, it's a primer on retroviruses. It's what we've been doing over the last year to explain what this means in very simple terms that people can understand. And it doesn't take much to look at a picture of an electron micrograph and you can see the little particle there and you know it's a virus. So they can't deny they're there when we see the heavy metals, when we see the iron and the tungsten and in the chromium and, you know, from the Gotti study. And, you know, the pictures speak a thousand words. And when you show the garbage that's actually in these needles that nobody's looking for, that haven't been quality controlled, that haven't been properly...
Doesn't matter. They're not liable anyway.
That's correct. And that's why the petition to end the freedom from the liability, because, you know, they couldn't handle it. We know they can make a safe vaccine. And I'm not ever going to stop saying that. We make safe drugs. We make safe immune therapy. That's what a vaccine is, a biological drug and immune therapy. And we can do it in every other industry. And I did it for my entire 35-year career. You know, we have the technology to take the garbage out of these things. And the reason why we don't do it is the same reason why we don't do the vaxxed-unvaxxed study, because it proves who's liable. And the 25 million Americans they've injured, and counting, and more, probably that's the tip of the iceberg, would in fact have to get their benefits, would in fact have to get, you know, what your daughter's seeking for the injury they did to her.
You know, this is, I tell you what, I was not supportive of her. I certainly didn't encourage it and say don't do it, but, you know, going to the government and saying, look, you know, here's the, you know, the problem I got and need the government to, you know, acknowledge or absolution of I'm having these problems and you're to blame. Well, I know that's what you do, and I encourage anybody. I hate having, because what's the first response? Oh, you need a psychological evaluation. You crazy.
That's right.
Obviously, something's wrong. You crazy. And I got that warning from a bunch of people. They were saying, look, if you do that, the first thing you're going to say is you're crazy, you know, because you got to be crazy. I think that there's something the government said that you got to do that made you sick. You must be crazy. So I'm like, wow, I don't even give them the opportunity. I don't know what else to do other than what we're doing. And I see an opportunity coming up with these campaigns that a lot of people are talking about. I've been approached by a lot of people for a lot of things, either to run or support someone or to help or to interview or to. And, you know, there's some issues that I want. Okay, what's your issue on this? And I've seen over the influence over elections since I've been doing it since 90. And every 2 years since 90, I'm doing something in 90. And I'm going, the best thing that we can do is not anything other than what questions are asked. in the debates, in the forum, what issues are brought up, and then the people's response. And that is what, 2 years later, the same candidates running again, or their incumbents or whatever, come back, and all of a sudden they're, oh, yeah, man, I know they saw the response that the alternative candidates get. From bringing this stuff up, and all of a sudden they want to jump in front of the parade for the next time because they see the response that they got. Well, do they really mean it? No, but at least the issue gets out. It becomes a determining factor in people getting elected. You do this, it's a culture thing. You create a parade that these guys want to run and jump in front of.
Right, exactly.
So I'm in for the effort, and they go, well, we lost, or they pulled this, or they did that. I go, good. Keep building it up. I just want everybody to know who the heck, Facebook, Google, they change the search engine, they change the access to, they change why? Because it's what they want. You thought that it's a business. So Zuckerberg 2020, man, vote for me. I'm Facebook. I'm like, run, good. Let's get it out. So I'm very interested in that. Bring it on, man. I want the deep state to be exposed for what they are. Let's rock.
And we just exposed the journal Science as fraudulent. And of course, we exposed it in our book 3 years ago, but now just more and more evidence that Monsanto's on the payroll, and there are people that are trying to appear to be independent, writing these scientific journals saying, oh, retract that study, it's fraud. Any retracted study is probably the study that is actually right, and everything else is fraud. This whole engine that's been in process since 2011. Oh, let's call everything fraud. Let's do retract watch. Wikipedia is just pure fraud. The whole Google stuff. I go read the Wikipedia page. We've done everything we can with lawyers and to remove that because it's pure fraud in what they said about me. And yet, 7 years later, we can't get it down. And yet there's been not a single day in court or anything. Notice how they never said anything else. Oh, because they made it up and it wasn't true. And Lipkin doesn't have to go to jail, and Fauci doesn't have to go to jail, and Thompson doesn't have to ever testify in front of Congress. Oh, really? It's been 3 years?
What up with that? We're talking about for the audience is that this scientist from the CDC was recorded, in a guilt rant that he had at one time, recorded by Dr. Hooker that was looking for these statistics, and a guy just said, look, I can't take it anymore. We lied. I got the documents, do a Freedom of Information request on this, and I'll get it to you, and all the exposure of we lied, we knew, we destroyed evidence, we got in. The CDC knew that there was an autism connection, especially if you're a young, black male baby. Man, you're super screwed, So all of this evidence coming out, and the CDC knew. Well, you got the vaccine court. Let's go ahead and have him testify. Bring his crap on, man. Let's go ahead and talk about it for Congress. We subpoena, and then somehow, I didn't even know, this is stuff that presidents do. We don't want to, go in executive privilege of something. At least some branch of government comes out. But here we have the CDC just said, it's not in the national interest that this guy talk. We're just not going to let him. When is that? I don't even know that that's ever, in my estimation, has ever happened. Is that precedent setting? What's going on there?
Yeah, it should be precedent setting. It is precedent setting. And we can trace it all the way back, 25 years. And yet these whistleblower lawsuits, the corrupt federal courts that hide, that cover up, what Hillary Clinton did, and cover up what they're doing. We've got emails from all of them. We know exactly, what they did in the Thompson case. They repeated it in my case, because we refused to cover up the data. We refused to misinterpret it or use fancy statistics to show it didn't. We simply showed the electron micrographs and said, the viruses are in there. The viruses are there. We isolated from the humans. We isolated them from the families. Here they are, and when they couldn't get us to deny it, they put me in jail, held me there, and fabricated lies and studies, and the same people who did it in Thompson back in the early 2000s, the late 90s, that was horrible. Kornig and Lipkin, you know, did the you know, the government, you know, just calls these people up and they've got them on the payroll, just like Monsanto has science editors on the payroll at $400 an hour, at millions, tens of millions of dollars. Lipkin got $32 million in 2012 for making XMRV, the mouse retroviruses, go away. You know, and then they gave how many billion for the Zika fraud? They pay off all the scientists so that everybody's looking the other way. And, you know, unfortunately, most of the scientists will just simply take the money and say, hey,
you know, this is the one thing I've been over history, this kind of build up to when you this is why they want to put something in the air, something in the water, something in the food, something, you know, kind of ratchet down the expected emotional and oftentimes violent response from a large population. It's just a dial that they turn down a little bit to give them another year or two. But sooner or later, you piss off the wrong parent, the wrong grandpa, the wrong something that this they feel justified in taking action. And a lot of times they'll foster it, they'll fan the flames, you know, they get, you know, like all of a sudden you get, I hate Trump and I'm going out and take a rifle and start shooting, you know, Republican congressmen out of softball practice. You know, this stuff is expected, that if you just amp this up, well, there's the same reaction that you can expect from the populace when you just really keep screwing with them like this and you just piss off the wrong individual. And sooner or later, as you know, document who's doing what, where, and how, it just creates, you know, targeted anger. And I don't know what method that'll manifest itself, but it doesn't matter because they, them, those don't care. They're like, yeah, it's just a frontline troop of insulation of, you got to take out an entire philosophy. And that's why my efforts are always about just philosophy, thinking, what is the proper role? I'll tell you what happened when I first started doing politics back in the late 80s, and I my first campaign running in 90 for state legislature that gave me the standing for my lawsuits on election law and stuff. There was two issues, abortion, fluoride. Fluoride, I mean, everybody wanted to give me their cassette tape of I got to know everything about. And I'm like, and the libertarians, they were, before I even heard of the word libertarian, the libertarians had the best response. They go, fluoridation is forced government medication. And they go, whatever you think your opinion is about, was not even the point. It is, they are forcing entire populations to take chemicals into their body without consent or even knowledge, or they can't, you know, like, you know, no, I'm not doing it. Well, now you can do different filters, you get different systems, you know what, you have the options now to not do that. Pregnant women are getting these special filters, they're being handed out by activists, I mean, all kinds of campaigns and information about fluoridation, and it's starting to retract, they're starting to pull it out of a lot of things. But the concept was, do you want government force medicating you, and what good will come of that? And I'm going, you know, I vote not, you know, force. And it's such a good example of whether you want it, desire it or not. You go to the dentist to get it. Hell, get a tablet, dude, brush your teeth with the fluoride. What the heck is it doing in the water? And it came to this laser beam crystal forehead thing to understand that, you know, the government is mandating their version of what chemical they want in my body. And I am not comfortable with that. Whether you agree with it or not, that's not even the point. My thing is, forced medication from Big Bubba is always bad. And I correct. Just, I feel, so when people would ask at the summit, the vaccine education summit, you know, why didn't you go through, you know, every booster and the schedule of the vaccine? I'm going, because it was mandated, because it's a government thing. I'm just like, they don't have my best interest at heart. It's some special interest that's not freedom. It's somebody makes some money doing that. You just know they're lying. So I'm, this kind of information that we're giving out to the young families and parents and grandparents, I just want you informed that there's other information. You're being manipulated, and it's not freedom is not the answer to these people. Enslavement is, because they need you in a collective. They want everybody, you know, this herd immunity, and that's their mindset, your livestock. And right. The individual that has the genetics that don't chelate a lot of these metals, or they don't care. It's a herd mentality. It's the livestock. It's the rancher and their cattle. Yeah, you have a couple of die off, but you get more over. Oh, and by the way, they get sick and they have to, you know, work and toil for the health care that you provide because you made them sick. And these are bad combinations. And I'm hoping America, as you know, because we do have, you know, first world access to more information than a lot, that this kind of show and the things that we are doing, just give them more information to act as responsible adults for themselves and their families and their children and grandchildren. This is just doing the right thing, but against what? Collectivism. It's just this. This is what statism does. They just think of you as a collective, and how can they milk you? When you're more independent, you're more free, it's more local, you're bringing it home, I get to make the decisions, I'm for the smallest minority, the individual. When that philosophy reigns, all of a sudden, their power goes away, and everything they do to try and maintain it just exposing them more. And there's so much exposing to the point that you get Brexit, that you get Donald Trump elected, that you get more people locally inspired to run and go kick ass. And then they have to have a mushroom cloud. You know, this is it's all expected, but we just got to be adults. And I appreciate all the work you and the other guys are doing. And it's been, you know, a while. It's been a month, 6 weeks. We've been busy this summer traveling and doing a lot of stuff. And I want to, you know, get updated more. So please send me, you know, more people, more information and interviews to expose them. We'll get Dale Bigtree back on and get what's been going on with him over the last year.
I think you should also bring back Dr. Suzanne Humphreys.
Yeah.
Because she was there. And so now she's been banned from Australia. You know, from exposing, you know, what's going on. So she was, or I think it was Australia or New Zealand. You know, New Zealand is the only other country that does direct-to-consumer advertising. So I think Dr. Humphreys would have an awful lot to say. You know, everybody revisit everyone in the summit last year, because a lot happened at the IPAC conference that was at the end of June.
Okay, so we got Suzanne Humphreys to contact. We got Dell Bigtree,
right?
And anybody else?
Talk to Ken. Kent Tech and Lively.
Kent?
He just did the, and you'd want to get Kent on soon, because he goes back to teaching school soon. He's the one that filed that petition. So it would be nice to talk to him about how it went. So
yeah.
Our friend. And the names are escaping me this second. But yeah, lots to say. All the people, Marcella Piper Terry from the conference. She has a lot to say. James.
Well, send me a quick list, and maybe if we don't already know him, some contact information, and we'll get updated. You know, this is it's coming to a head. I'm just amazed at the delays of what's going on with the Trump administration and the delays of appointments and different legislation. But, you know, I'm encouraged by all the controversy, you know, and that, you know, I love it when he says fake news all the time. You know, I'm going, you can't say that enough, man. Everybody thinks it's too much. I go, no, it's, they don't mean nothing, you know.
Right.
So I'm really encouraged by
Nobody would ever, as am I, nobody would ever have thought Science the Journal was fake news. For scientists, you know, it's just so difficult a concept to think about.
I haven't seen, you know, I tell you, this is where I really started to notice it. I was a big fan of, you know, science magazines, like, you know, Science and Popular Mechanics and Popular Science and Wired and all. And as time goes on, because I've been reading them for decades, because I, you know, go to their websites every day, and I do, and the one that is the worst was Popular Science. Popular Mechanics was gone a long time ago. But Popular Science and Wired Magazine, too, you can see the influence of the philosophy of what they're emphasizing and good and bad, and when it, you know, it's important to them, of legislation, of whatever issue. All of them have been co-opted and it's just a promotion of a, you know, we rule you collectivist kind of mindset, philosophy of this is where the money comes from kind of thing, that it opens up competition. Well, when competition comes from online, like Natural News or Freedom's Phoenix or something, and then you got all of these search engines and Facebook and everything and YouTubes that are against the very issues that we should be the most informed about, it's a sign. It's a sign that it's broke. It's a sign that there is internet 2.0 kiss my butt coming. And when it does, it's going to change everything. And I think they're starting to see and feel it. But they will do any and everything they, them, those need to maintain and enhance their power and control over the individual and the masses of we rule you. And that includes war. I mean, you cannot do war is the health of the state, man. And the state needs another shot of something, adrenaline. So here it comes. And I don't think it's going to have the same impact that it has had in the past. And with the information that you guys have exposed and this Thompson, not testifying thing, that's a big, something sticking in my craw thing right there. And I'm wondering what their justification is. They're still. Is there an effort to try and get him to testify? They're holding him off. They put him in a back room somewhere and pay his salary. What's going on with him?
Well, yeah, they put him in a back room somewhere and they paid him a couple hundred thousand a year now for 3 years. Nothing's going on with him. No, but everybody's blocked every effort to have him testify. There's no call for a congressional hearing. This is criminal. And it's been 3 years. And, it's for me, it's been a lot longer. And it's tough. It's tough when you look at this stuff and you think of how many children, how many families have lost their children and their parents in the meantime while they just cover this up and hope we all die in the meantime, which basically we all are.
Well, you keep doing what you're doing. Next week, you're available?
Yep, I'm available next week.
All right, you got some more goodies coming up this week or stuff you got to go
certainly.
Do?
Yep, I just sent you a press release that came out about Autism One and the whole Suramin issue. The drug that's helping these kids being taken away from them. That never happens in a clinical trial for cancer. When you prove something works, you stop the trial and you give it to everybody in autism spectrum disorders. Here we have an antiretroviral therapy, and they took it away from the kids and that it was helping, and they refused to give it back. They stopped the trial. I mean, and these children regressed. It's amazing. I'll send you the newspaper articles. I know the families directly, and I did send you the link to the press release.
Oh, sons of bitches, man. That should have been brought up.
Take the drugs that help our kids. Yeah.
What was the name of the study?
The drug was called Suramin, and the study was from Bob Navio, NAVIAU. So that is in the press release. Terry announced that I'd be talking about it at next year's Autism One meeting. But of course, I'm talking every single day, and I'll be publishing they'll be publishing an article in the World Mercury Project here in the next few weeks online. I wrote it about the retroviruses, as I mentioned earlier. And we're getting the word out there that wait a minute, there's a whole lot more to think about than aluminum and mercury in these vaccines. There's a lot of garbage and there's a lot of cover up of all of this. I sent also to Donna this week that they gave a patent to John Coffin to search for the mouse to detect the mouse retroviruses because they cause cancer in the patients receiving them in the biologics. Oh, wait a minute. Isn't that what we said? Mm-hmm. And here he's got a patent and he shut my work down and he manipulated science to have the papers retracted. Oh, and now he's got a patent, just like the blood working group and the blood supply and cleaning up the blood supply. Same thing. They made billions of dollars, paid them all off, billions of dollars. Wasn't that what we said shortly before I was arrested? Yeah.
Well, when it's inevitable, might as well, jump in front of the parade and make some money.
That's right.
Well, I'm glad you're doing what you're doing. It's appreciated on this end.
Yeah, and it doesn't bother me. I'm not into the money. We're doing just fine. I don't need anything, so we're fine. We'll just keep telling. You know, I'm just going to make sure I keep exposing them and all the injured. We work in the vaccine court. We're working on a case now of causing the cancer death. You know, and the retroviruses are front and center in that, though not the only thing.
At the very least, in your efforts on this, is it sealed or is there a public document of these discovery that you're putting into this court? Do they keep it like, no, you're not allowed to see it? Or when they do make an award, it's sealed? I mean, how does that work?
Yeah, I think a lot of them are sealed. A lot of the cases are sealed, yes. When they do make an award, they could. Part of the award is you can't say anything about it.
Why? This is, you know, it's public money going to the public publicly.
Correct. And in fact, the public, what people don't realize is, you know, this fund that pays for vaccine injury comes from the taxpayer. On every vaccine, you pay a dollar. On every vaccine they give and make a ton of money on, you, the taxpayer, pay a dollar on every shot.
The awards are like secret. Vaccine court, not only are they not liable, is whatever damage they do is secret. I'm like, this is jacked up. That's not right. All right,
that's
we got plenty to talk about, you know, forever. So, you know, and we're getting into campaign season. So there's, some direct, you know, if I see an opportunity for us to have some fun, I'll make sure you guys all know and we'll do something.
Okay, sounds great.
All right. Thanks, doctor.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.